Alright, hey, it's the Grimlord here, and we're back with another video. This is, of course, the Games and Rant Show, and I am the Grimlord, and this is Dead Penetration.
What's up?
We're back here, and we're playing Being a Dick, I think, but the dick is spelled like, it's got a triangle thing. This is supposed to be like, it seems like a pickup game, like kind of like the Super Seducer, but it's a little different because this one is like you can fuck up and there's some really bad, horrible things that can happen. I don't know. It's crazy. It's just one of those weird little adult game, college adult games. So we're just going to play it and see what the hell it's about. There was a waifu game I was trying to play called Hentai Resort, but it's really, really stupid. It's like they made you do these really dumb mini games, and I wasn't gonna, like, let you guys suffer to that, because that was just awful. Of course, this could be terrible, too.
Well, yeah. You
so,
don't want to give a heads up, this might suck.
Yeah, this could suck. Obviously, hey, for those of you that want to know about the topic, we're going to talk a little bit about Cronachan, but not too much, because everybody in the fucking world is talking about Cronachan right now. And we're going to talk a little bit about fucking what Marvel's doing with their Safe Space New Warriors stick. So, hang on to your hats, this is going to get interesting.
Hi there. Dr. Pinkcake sent me to talk to you a bit before we start.
I don't know who Dr. Pinkcake is.
Well, we'll just have to wait and see, man.
Oh, let's lie about being 18.
That's great. Before we start, I'm going to ask you a few questions.
I don't really like the teeth there. Teeth, she needs to have her mouth, like, closed. It kind of looks weird.
I mean, it's still good graphics for what it is.
You familiar with his previous work?
No.
No.
Okay, that's fine. He created this game named Acting Lessons during 2018 that you might want to play.
Okay.
Alright.
What he wanted you to
remember
is that his style and approach to write these games are different. I wanted to take this moment and warn you of the contents in this game.
Uh-oh.
You might come here expecting to get a fun and happy love story with lots of sexual content. Really? I thought you wanted to be a serious adult novelist. Anyway, this game is not all about fun and happy times. Are you in a dark period of your life?
Well, you know, most people are pretty panicked right now and going through a lot of shit, and some people are thinking about suicide and all that crazy shit, but I'm not, actually. So...
Oh, no, I'm just not there.
Hey, okay. That's good to know.
I don't know, are we?
No.
Yeah, you think we're easily offended? Everyone else is these days. Including the people at Marvel that made
that. Oh, no. Me and our other buddy had a 10-minute conversation at work about how eating ass keeps you from getting corona. I mean...
Wow.
And then our other buddy said he doesn't eat ass. I said, if you've eaten pussy, you've licked at least the rim of the ass. You can't... I mean, if you're doing it right, you're going to lick some ass. I'm sorry.
I think we're good. Before starting the game, please ask yourself this question.
But in this toilet paper hoarding, you can be assured they're going to have a...
That might make me feel angry or sad. Yeah, please. If I get really pissed off, then I can actually rant and rave in a very calming manner so that DP doesn't throw a fit. What story that would upset you? What are we getting into here?
You rant and rave about a... video game. I'm gonna lose my shit.
Oh wow, but I wanted to put up a disclaimer ahead of all the whining and other forms of fucking bullshit.
Yeah, there you go. That's one that knows my...
Be nice. Well, that's all I'm going to bother you with for now. Don't worry, this conversation is a one-time thing. The next time you start the game, you won't see it. Have fun and enjoy.
Okay.
Donate money. I need the money. Oh, he's got a Patreon page. So, like, if you guys like this, there you go. I might even give him a little bit of money. If it, you know, it's pretty cool. Who knows? It's just a run dude.
Enough chatting. Without further ado, let me proudly present Being a Dick.
Alright.
Did you
show them your tits, Jill?
Wasn't it enough that I had to wear this slutty outfit?
Well, that sounds like a woman to me.
You're supposed to show them your tits.
You go out there and show them your tits.
Well, I would. It's a totally different kind of game, and hairy tits isn't a common fetish. Shit, is this thing still on? You are easily offended or in a tough period of your life, game is not for you. And all the characters are fictional and over the age of 18. Because they're pixels.
I don't know, they're created recently. Are they 18?
So how do we... God, look at all this shit. Guy's got a Discord channel. So you can go in there and bug him if you want.
Yeah. Well, new game, man.
We want to make sure that everything is... Oh, there we... That's... Now, that's a good option menu there. Let's see. Skip. Oh, this is like a visual novel, I think. Watch Jill intro and startup. I don't see anything. I guess you can't really make it look any better than it does. All right. We'll go back.
It is what it is.
We might have to... Oh, my God. Creative Commons. Okay, this is all Creative Commons, which means we don't get in trouble for having this because it's all free music.
Yeah.
That might mean it's terrible.
Man. Don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
There are mini games. They're optional. If you choose a skip, you may miss out on some minor special events. Special renders one for mini games since they'll be acquired in other ways. Do you want to skip the mini games? No!
Play them.
This is going to remind me of, like, Loser Suit Larry. Was it Magna Cum Laude?
I don't know if that's where it's going.
I don't think so, no. One set of family and blood relations. Being related to make you family. Family are the people who support you and your choices. Family will help you grow. Family doesn't give up in times of need. Family are the ones who love you for you. Whoever that may be. Even if you lose your family or if your family loses you, don't stop. Find new ones to love and somewhere else to call home. That's me and my dad.
Oh God, they look like dicks.
We took that photo the day I got my driver's license. He was so happy that it looks like he's trying to swallow a coat hanger. Back then, it was just me and
him. Belly button. He's like, stop being a fag, Dad.
My mother died shortly after giving birth to me. It's a shame I never got to meet her. I would have loved hearing stories from her past and truly getting to know her. Sure, my dad told me stories growing up, but his memory sucked. He would always forget the punchline, not surprising, since he would talk so long before reaching the point where the punchline was supposed to be. Either way, I was happy back then. We didn't have much. We had enough. We had each other. As for now, let me tell you what happened.
What?
Haha, you're so silly. You want to know something? I've always had a crush on you. What? You've been in love with me all this time, too? You're so sweet. Come closer. Wow, the design of her face is actually really good. And the lip right there is real... Yeah, I like the art. And then, of course, there's... Oh!
What the...
I don't know. Hey, fuckface. Said stop daydreaming and get back to work. My name is not Fuckface, it's... What is your name? What? Get back to work or I'll tell my dad. John, during the game, your choices will affect a dick store score. Generally, nice reactions will decrease your score. The dick score will affect how characters perceive you and unlock certain actions, events, and even lewd scenes. Having a high or low score may also lock certain actions, events, or lewd scenes. Oh, wow. The girls will respond differently to how you treat them and who you are based on the score. The score is updated at specific checkpoints. You will be notified when this happens. Get mad or shrug it off. What do we tell him to do? He told us to get back to work.
Get mad. You're a fucking cunt.
I've been in love with her since I first saw her 2 months ago. If it wasn't for her, I never would have stayed at this crappy summer job. She's so beautiful. I could watch her smile all day long. Hey, Josephine. What are you doing later? It's Josie. And that's none of your business, Steve.
No.
Come on, Josephine. Don't be like that.
She sounded like you. I'd lose my erection immediately. Sorry.
I was thinking we could get together and maybe take a ride in my Ford Mustang.
Yeah, I'd just say my vehicle.
Think a bad thought or ignore it?
Think a bad thought. Okay, we're all in.
You mean your dad's Ford Mustang? How many times do I have to turn you down before you take a hint? I'm not interested.
I mean... Honestly, if she said no.
You're interested. You just don't know it yet.
Yeah.
Live a little, won't ya? Oh!
Uh-oh. It's going somewhere.
Oh, she said fuck off!
Employee of the month. Uh-oh. How'd that happen?
Yeah, I don't know. So, Josie, I was wondering if you'd like to hang out sometime. Maybe we could take a stroll on the river and get to know each other better.
Yep, that's what you want.
Nah, too corny.
Hey, Josie, oh my... You want another guy to come in there?
Is that a new top? You look radiant today. Was that better?
No.
Hey, Josie. Hey, Grim. Uh-oh. There she is. Is that a new top? These are my work clothes. What an idiot. I mean, you look like a radiator. Like a what? Shit, no, I mean...
Are these choices?
Josephine, no, he's just... an idiot.
Yeah.
Yes, boss. Did you finish restocking the applesauce in aisle 9? Steve told me he would do it. Fine. Why does this frame keep tilting? I know why. You do? Yeah, I used that picture to make Tina laugh when we have our lunch breaks together. Okay, now you have to show me. Hi, I'm Steve. When I'm not busy stocking the shelves, I'm postponing going to the barber. Oh, that is so funny. How about this one? Nasty joke or a corny joke?
Let's go corny. She seems like a corny kind of lady.
Hey, Josephine, I call you Josephine because you so fine. No. No. God, that was terrible.
Josephine because you so fine.
Oh, God, that was terrible. Oh, my God, cringe. Oh, that was so good, Grim. Thanks, I'm glad you liked it. Employee of the month. He's such an ass. He looks like one, too. You thinking what I'm thinking? What? Oh, wow.
Draw
digs, draw a funny face, or don't draw? So what should I do? What am I doing here?
Draw dicks.
I'm not the best at drawing, but I think I can convey the message.
And his dad was just in there.
There, I think you should draw a funny face or something. Oh.
Yeah, probably should have.
What you reading? Oh, this? It's just a pamphlet for college. Oh, Burgermeister and Royce. Did you apply too? Yeah, I did. But I don't think I'm gonna get accepted. Everyone I already know got their letter of acceptance in the mail. Right now, I'm just waiting for something to happen, I guess. Sit down, dog. I know the feeling. I got put on the waiting list. It sucks because I really want to go. I know people who go there already, and even my moron stepbrother got accepted. Maybe people will drop off and a spot opens up for you. I'm number 14 in line. That sucks. It must be a popular degree. Yeah, it's a business degree. My dad really wanted me to go since he went there too. He was so happy when my stepbrother got accepted. And he's not going there to study. He's just there for the frat life and parties. I'm pretty sure that he cheated his way through high school. What about you? I guess I'm going for a little bit of both. I don't really know what I want to be, but science is pretty cool, so I think I'm going for a bachelor's degree. What? That doesn't even make any
is
sense.
Is that how you make decisions in life? Yeah,
science is pretty cool.
Cool.
Let's get a bachelor's degree. Well, I haven't really figured it out yet, but I will eventually. In the first couple years, the classes are more or less the same for most students, with the general education classes and all. It probably doesn't matter, though. With my luck, I'll probably have to stay at this place till I'm retiring. That makes the two of us, then. Hey, when do you quit work today? Quit work? Then you
probably
tell people...
when you get off work.
Yeah, it'd be better if they said, when do you get off today?
Well, maybe this is a different country. This is mine.
Maybe. At 4 p.m. Sleep, me too. My dad was going to pick me up, but texted me saying he has to work overtime. He has some big client meeting or something. Can you give me a ride home? Sure, but I ride a bike. Okay, that hit home.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, that would be awesome.
You're talking about a motorcycle, probably.
My break is over. Talk to you later. There you are.
Oh, and he's talking about a bicycle.
Yeah.
She's thinking motorcycle.
I've been waiting for you. Well, get on my back. Let's go. You know, I've totally seen shit like that, though.
Yeah.
Where the woman will grab, you know, grabbing the guy's back or some shit.
Yeah.
I mean, no problemo.
It's possible.
Yeah, I mean, I know it can happen.
Back in high school, your options are a little more limited.
You're standing next to it. Ha ha ha, what's wrong? Sorry, Grim, when you said bike, I thought you meant a motorcycle. Oh, well, this is what I ride. Well, hop on and give me a lift, then.
It's awful nice of him to freaking kill his nuts on the bike.
Oh, I know what he's doing. I've fucking been there. I know what that's like. I rode bikes for decades. I know exactly what that's like.
Are you ready?
Oh, no. Yeah, don't do a wheelie now. Don't worry, I won't. Well, that was a joke, but sure. Well, there we go.
Yeah.
The way she's holding her arms around me, it feels like the warmest hug.
Oh. Looks
she
like springtime
smells
is probably
so good.
Degrees.
Just like strawberries. Yeah. Are you comfortable back there? Yeah, I'm fine, thanks. We can switch it if it's too tiresome for you. No, I'm good. I bet you give chicks rides home all the time on this thing. No, not really.
I guarantee you, that's probably honest deception. No.
We haven't really talked much to each other before. Besides from work stuff, I mean. Yeah, I've been meaning to talk more to you, but never found the right opportunity for it. What are you saying? We've been working together for almost 2 months now. Are you a shy guy or something? No, not really, but you're always talking to other dudes at work.
The others at work.
I know, I'm just adding shit. I'm just adding shit. It's like there's other dudes.
I don't want to interrupt.
I don't want to interrupt. Besides, I generally listen to music more than I like. Oh, I like to listen to. I listen more than I like to talk.
Oh,
I'm just ad-libbing this motherfucker. Yeah. Yeah, I tend to talk a lot. Some people find it annoying. I don't mind it, or I really like it. Well, shit, bro. It's like...
I'd go where I really like it.
Yeah, I like that about you. You're very easygoing. I guess that's why people are drawn to you.
You notice they put a couple extra words in the sentence that make it sound better than, oh, I like it.
Yeah. He's really sweet, she
says. I like words.
Thanks.
Coming from your mouth.
This is me. Okay. Thanks for the ride. You're welcome. And in today's modern society, that's all it is. See you tomorrow? Alright. Bye. Check out her ass, check out her boobs, or just fucking leave.
She's probably gonna turn around or something. I've seen it.
So which one?
I don't know if you, are you supposed to be a dick or you?
I know it's whatever. It doesn't. I don't know.
I mean, her boobs are walking away. I'd check out her ass.
Okay.
Nice.
Okay. Oh no! Was that a cue for me to kiss her? I'm such a loser. Oh no.
No, that would be a tough one, though, because if it wasn't a cue to kiss her and he went in, he'd got to work with
her. The initiation. Dad, I'm home. My God, his dad looks... It says, be somebody, and then it says, the world reporter.
I don't feel like a single dad should look that relaxed.
No. Hey, son. You're home later than usual. Yeah, I was giving Josie a ride home on my bike. I didn't realize I raised such a charmer. Get annoyed or humor him?
Humor him. Why not?
The apple doesn't fall far from the tree. I'm proud of you, son. I know your mother would have been too. Thanks, Dad.
Dog.
What's this? Open it. Dear Grim, your application was, you are hereby accepted. I got in. You did? Yeah, I got accepted to college. This calls for a celebration. My son, a college freshman. How does that feel? Oh, it's just unimaginable. Son, I want you to take the jar from the closet. It's yours. No, Dad, that's not my money. He's not a communist. Stop it. I know I can't afford to pay your tuition, but at least let me help you with it as much as I can. Game uses a simplistic money system. You carry up to 5 money tokens. This is your pocket money. Money is used to purchase items on special occasions useful during certain events. Money can be earned through various actions. Spend your money wisely. Accept money. Be a communist. Yeah. Or reject the money.
Accept the money.
Thank you. Alright. It will feel great to tell my boss I'm quitting tomorrow. I bet he will miss having you as an employee, son. Great, that saves me the trouble of firing you. Wow.
Must have been all those dicks unemployed of the month.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh. College, huh? Yeah, I start on Monday. What, already? You're supposed to give me a 2 weeks notice. Yeah, I know, but I didn't think I would be accepted and got the letter of acceptance yesterday. Mm-hmm. So what about my pay slip? Well, the way I see it, I think it's only fair that you get less than agreed upon. Push him for more or accept less?
Push him for more.
That's not fair at all. I'm pretty sure it's illegal, too.
Yeah.
Vandalizing company property is also illegal, buddy. I saw what you did to Steve's photo on the security cam. Huh. You know what? I changed my mind. I'm keeping your pay as compensation for the damages. Wash your clothes and return them to me by the end of the week. Well, we kind of fucked up there.
Well, what can you do? How was I to know there was a security camera in such a store?
Because it's, like, very common. Hi, Josie. Hey, everything good? It's better than good, actually. I got my letter of acceptance yesterday. You did? Wow, that's awesome. Congratulations, I'm so jealous. So you're leaving me here, huh? Yes, sorry, or I can stay if you want.
I can stay if you want, see what they say.
Stay if you want. Are you crazy? You got in. Go chase your dream. But I won't miss you. I'll come back and visit once in a while, you know. I mean, it's not far from here, and my dad still lives here. I'd love that. When are you leaving? I start on Monday. No way, this Monday? Yeah, afraid so. Hey, I know. We should do something fun this weekend. You know, to celebrate.
Well, yeah.
Well, all right, what do you have in mind? Pick me up tomorrow night on that sweet ride of yours and I'll show you. Okay? It's a date.
It's a date.
Uh-huh. Back to work, Josie.
So you think you're funny, huh?
Trigger him.
Trigger him.
I've been known to tell a joke or two. Knock, knock.
Fuck you. You're supposed to say...
Oh, you're supposed to say, who's there, Steve? Didn't your imaginary friends teach you that one?
Drawing dicks on my face is not funny, you asshole.
Would have said, is that what you do to anyone that answers the door? Fuck them.
I strongly disagree. I earned that award. Dad just told me that you're quitting. Thank fuck for that. I knew this job was too hard for you.
Not really. I can't work here and go to B&R.
B&R, the poor man's college.
What are you talking about? It's not a bad college.
Aside from that preppy silver spoon in their ass, it's frat house. Yeah, people who go there are trash.
Retort or ignore?
It ain't worth it.
Whatever, Steve. Enjoy working here.
I'll be the owner of this place one day, you know. Remember that when you come crawling back.
Oh yeah, that's what I do with my dad on weekends.
Great, don't stop now. High kick. Wow.
Great
sound.
What do you work for today? My name's Mary Swanson. Whoa, and I feel so liberated.
How'd it go, you boss?
It went okay. Could have gone better. But I'm done with that place now.
The next step in your life is a big one, son. As I never went to college, I can't imagine how exciting this must feel for you.
Yeah. Something the matter? Well, there's this girl, Josie. I have a crush on her, and now I'm moving away from here. I feel pretty bad about it. Uh-huh, I see.
Well, I Okay, what you learned?
As you know, I already worked in construction when I met your mom. Her dad, who was filthy rich, hired me to help him build a hotel.
You don't look like he worked construction.
Nah. Your mom was a very beautiful woman. I was 24 and she just turned 18. Damn, he,
Robin?
Yeah, he worked quick.
It's not really that young.
Her dad didn't approve of me being with his daughter. In his eyes, I was of a lower class. Your mother didn't see it that way. She looked past all that. We fell in love. To your father's dismay, I couldn't get her to stop seeing me. But he knew that once the hotel was built, there was no reason for me to stay and work in that town. And when that day came, I left. I had to make a living after all. So with a heavy heart, I left Lynette. But before doing so, I gave her the best kiss I ever could have given her. With my dick. To me, that was it. The last time I would ever gaze upon her. But your mom, stubborn as a mule, didn't give up that easily. It took her 3 days to run away from home and track me down. No, wait, 5 days. Maybe it was something along the lines of a week. Are you seriously asking me that? No, well, it was something like that. Either way, where was I? Oh, yeah. She didn't want her dad's life or his money. She wanted me. If something meant to be, it will happen, son. But make sure you give your best try and that you leave without regrets. Because regrets, they can come back to haunt you later in life. I regret never meeting Mom. Hey, now you can't get things out of your control. And you did meet her briefly before she passed away.
What happened to construction, Dad? Get your
gear! She said, he's so beautiful. That were exact words about you. Tell Josie how you feel, son. That's my advice. Don't keep your emotions locked up.
During the game, there'll be events where you complete, explore certain areas. Think of it as free roam. These events always state tasks you must complete. During free roam events, you can find special renders and money if you look hard enough. View your unlocked renders in the rewards app. Your dick score is changed as a result of your choices. Check the stats app and view your score. Phone is accessible by... Alright, your phone is constantly updated. And there's a BIOS app and some other shit. Well, it was a pretty good sparring session, but I fucking reek. I can't beat Josie smelling like this. Prepare for your date.
I feel like you're already dressed for it. Go in there, get her, and say, give it to me.
Dad did a good job renovating the bathroom. He's so talented. If only he could afford to fix the rest of the house.
So down in the kitchen, plaster's falling off the walls, but a pristine bathroom.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't give a shit what company thinks about our house. We gotta have a fancy place to shit.
What? That ugly toilet. That's a fucking toilet?
Yep.
I have plenty of time to grab a long shower. Can't wait to meet Josie. I wonder what she'll say. You're in love with me? Are you high? Oh, that's just sad.
You know, why would it be sad? She's attractive, interesting.
Why don't you fuck me right here then, huh? Oh man, I want your dick inside me. Well, now for sure we can't. We'll have to put the NSA. It's alright. We'll do it. Take...
I don't know.
What? Is he like shouting that shit?
What's that, son?
Yes, sir, Cubby. Shit, I'm almost done, Dad. Save some hot water for me, will you? There goes... Oh, God. Well, that happened.
Do you have a blur tool about you?
No, I don't.
Not that I care what others see.
Is there anything else? Like, I went into the bathroom...
Play the guitar with my dick.
Good idea where you got the one.
Yeah, put some clothes on.
Right now he's the naked cowboy. Without the hat. I love music so much.
He loves it so much he's gonna hump his guitar right away.
Oh god.
No clothes for me, sir.
Oh no, he totally is like the naked cowboy in a minute. Get dressed, I'm not ready yet.
Get dressed, damn it.
Oh yeah, let's get dressed. Yeah, I didn't realize.
Don't do everything you can naked in the house.
I didn't realize he wasn't like.
We're not here for that kind of game.
I wonder what Josie has planned for us. It sure feels like a day. The Saturday night starry sky. This is my only shot if I want to make a move on her. She, my God, look how she dressed like.
Impressed. But then again, that's how all high school girls
dress. Yeah, were you too scared to read? She looks like she's about ready to hit the damn strip club and, you know, getting prepared. I'm sorry, I thought we were supposed to meet out here. No. It's okay. Scoop forward and make place for my cute butt.
See people dress like that all the time.
Flirt with her or don't push your luck.
Flirt with her.
Alright, we're gonna test your skills. It's very cute. Where am I taking us? Just a bit further. You see that road to the right over there? Go that way.
I'm here to murder you.
I think that's a dead.
Yeah, that's how it always starts.
That's how it ends.
Then they kill you and sell your
trust
organs.
Me, it's the right way. Oh. Dude, what if you're...
What if one of your answers, but you're a woman? You don't know.
Here we are.
What's the options?
Check her out, dick or chick. Oh, you can't do it right now.
Don't push your luck. Well, I mean, if you can't do it, you can't do it.
Yes, this is my little sanctuary.
Yeah.
I've never seen anyone come here before. I found this place one day when I was running and got lost. Since then, I come here once in a while to think. What do you think about? You know, about life and the future. You know, flying cars and shit.
Come sit with me.
I'm gonna let you do the talking for a while. Otherwise, I'll just blabber on about things you don't care about.
Remember, you said that part.
I know.
She might say something interesting, like she likes sucking three dicks at a time or something.
I don't know about that. Did you like working at the mini mart?
I never knew that about you.
Did you like working at the mini mart this summer? It was alright, the pay was decent. Yeah, I guess you're gonna need it if you're going to B&R. Sure, but I'm taking a student loan just like most students. Aren't you? No, my dad has saved up for my tuition. Didn't your parents do the same? My mom passed away shortly after I was born, so it's just been me and my dad. Oh, I'm so sorry. Women say that all the time. Don't worry, you couldn't have known that. He takes very good care of me, but no, he couldn't afford my college tuition. But it doesn't matter, I love my dad. He taught me everything I know. Well, mostly man stuff like carpentry and martial arts. Haha, man stuff, listen to you. No, she's not a feminist. Yeah. I know someone who would hate you for saying that. But she knows a feminist. Women know about that too, you know.
You know, one out of every two women know a feminist.
Didn't mean it that way. Of course women know about it. I'm saying is my dad teaches what he knows and it's often of that nature. The man stuff nature?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, I don't know. So, yeah, the man stuff. I try to teach myself stuff, too, like I've been playing guitar since I was 12. Oh, I'd love to hear you play for me sometime.
I was just playing before I got dressed.
Yeah, maybe. So you know a lot about carpentry and martial arts, then?
Actually,
Actually, I didn't mean that I knew about it, but I guess it could be fun to take a self-defense class or something. Lol, those are useless for most.
Hey, I can teach you that.
Yeah.
I don't know, you just kick them in the nuts. That's pretty
Yeah, pretty much. Stand up, we can start small. Uh-oh.
Start small, eh? Be like super seducer head butter.
Yeah, say, yeah, that's what I was
thinking. Bitch now, yeah, you are.
Yeah, put your palms up like this. Now strike with your left hand palm against mine.
Oh.
Oh shit!
See, I told you a woman can hit if a guy doesn't see it coming.
Are you okay? God, sorry, I slipped. Did I hurt you? No, I'm fine. Here, let me help you up. Yeah, this isn't the best place to teach you this. Let's sit down instead. She's got a weird tilt to her neck there. Say cheese. You know, I think there's hearts in her eyes. There's some weird shapes in their eyes.
Well, you know what that means. She's ready to go. I mean, if you've ever looked at a woman to see hearts in her eyes,
yeah,
that's a telltale sign you're either in a cartoon or she likes you.
You're in a cartoon. I can send it to you later, but now, I got us something for tonight. What the fuck is that? Originally?
Alcohol. With a woman in lingerie on it, I guess.
Originally distilled for whole purity, and it says something imported. How many? It's 40%. Let's see, because I bought some alcohol just recently. 40% by volume.
Might get you lit if you've never drank before.
40% by volume. The alcohol I bought was the rum 70 proof. That's 35% by volume.
It's always 100 proof or higher for me.
Oh, you know, I mean...
gotta be able to set that shit on fire.
Jesus. Well, you know, you drink enough of it, and it's pretty good. I'm a lightweight, dude. Like, it doesn't take a lot to get me drunk, but... We apologize for all these mobile devices going off, so, yeah, we're trying to work on that. Apparently the world is trying to contact
us. I'm taking my silencer on.
Apparently the world is trying to contact us, you know, with all the Corona Chan shit going on right now. There's just, hold on, there's so much crap going on. Just, we're gonna, yeah. There.
I want to see what happens next, man.
Yeah, I know.
Turn your fucking phone off.
I told you I wanted to celebrate with you. Where did you even get this? Dude, what if she fucking divorced? What if she Me Too's him?
Cabinet.
Dude, what if she gets him for rape or something? They get drunk and she does the right thing. I mean, that could fucking happen because it's dark. I want to see, dude.
I don't know,
because there's a lot of MGTOW guys there and be like, dude, this is like PUA shit. You're just trying to, it's like, no, I'm going to reiterate again. We like playing these kind of games, but obviously this isn't a real girl. I mean... It's modeled after a real girl, but yeah, you're not looking at actual... I know how some of you guys are like 2D waifus and all that, which I'm all into. But I like, you know, the 3D and, you know, that's... It's not that bad. So, deal with it. Maybe he'll get a hard dose of reality when you get these underage girls fucking drunk.
What are you talking about? They're both of age. It said so in the credits in the beginning.
Oh, yeah! Oh, shit, yeah.
All these imaginary women are of age.
Yeah, I forgot. They're, like, doing the high school thing, but...
These imaginary women. But had it have been Sandy Cheeks from SpongeBob, that would have been wrong. Because that is not of age.
Yeah,
Squirrels only live 3 to 4 years, tops.
Speaking of Squirrel, they were talking about, there was an issue of Squirrel Girl that Marvel put out, and it had a really good cover that made Squirrel Girl actually look hot and attractive.
Yeah.
And a bunch of people bought it, and when they opened the comic book, it was so garbage that people were pissed, and they threw a fit, because they were like, you marketed us something that wasn't true. It's like, you see this hot thing on the cover, and then you look at the inside art.
Well,
and
you know why they call her Squirrel Girl, don't you? She likes nuts in her mouth.
Okay, that's a good one. That's a good one. Okay.
Oh, man, that's some strong stuff. Not really.
No, I mean, 40 proof is going to get him there.
I mean, yeah.
40 proof would get me there. I wouldn't know who the fuck I want. Nah, not for me. Hell, I'd drink half the bottle, quarter of the damn bottle would be gone.
I've drank a whole bottle of Jameson and still been good.
I can't drink like you. I'd be dead. I've tried. Believe me. I remember when me and my buddy went through a big-ass bottle of that, you know, that shit I bought in there. Man, we were so damn drunk. I didn't know what the hell I was talking about. I didn't. And his wife was just listening because she was, you know, hanging out. And, you know, I just talked all kinds of stuff. And she was drunk because she gets drunk on that wine. She drinks that, what is that fucking shit that, no, not the Boone Farm, but the, you know, those great big, they got the Arbor Mist. She drinks those.
Yeah.
Yeah, and me and him, we'll drink on everything. Yeah, not during your last weekend here. Yeah, me too. I'm starting to get kind of tipsy over here. Oh, they're going to get drunk at the park?
Well, in the dead-end road with a park ditch on it.
We should have brought some sodas to mix the vodka with. In the park?
Oh, so that's vodka, okay.
Isn't that like, that's not public intoxication, is it?
If you get caught.
Yeah, if you get caught, it is. Aha, uh-huh, you're cute. Did I say something? Oh, she's fucking drunk, brah. Wow, she's hugging me tightly. Oh, no. There's that wonderful smell of strawberries again. Uh-oh. This is it, Graham. It's now or never. I'm just going to put it out there. Josie? Yeah? I know this may sound a bit weird, but I just have to say it. This summer working with you has been really awesome, even though I haven't really shown it.
Well,
I've had
his hand on her ass. It should be a telltale sign it's all good to go.
I've had a crush on you since the start of this summer. You have? Yeah, I just wanted to tell you.
Not when you say it like that, I know.
So I don't regret it later on.
I'm going to do the woman parts.
Grim, that's so sweet.
Oh, good lord. That's terrible, man. That sounds like you're transitioning. I'm like, oh, God, she sounded like that. No, Adam's apple. She must have had some skilled surgeons out there.
Well, you know, at least the sprite moves pretty well. You know, I'm getting better on these games. I've been waiting to do that for so long, Josie.
I'm sorry.
I shouldn't have done that.
Why?
Why,
bitch?
I'm already... Oh, wow.
Well,
dude, and she didn't fucking even...
She didn't even say it.
Look.
Didn't even hint it.
The first time. Like, she's not... She's fucking clearly not happy in her relationship. Because there's no way she would have gone up to dude and did all this shit. Unless... Okay. Some guys are going to be like... Hypergamy, though. And that's true. Maybe her other boyfriend, I don't know why, would be a lower tier. Or maybe he was an asshole. Or maybe he was like a fucking Chad Alpha bro. But he treated her like shit and she thought she'd go down a few notches because this guy wasn't like an abusive dude.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's a lot of reasons. You're
what?
I'm so sorry. It's complicated. Like, I'm in a relationship with my vibrator, you know? It's just... I didn't mean for this... But you're so... Okay, gentlemen. Red pill moment here. She says she didn't mean for this to happen.
But
what did she do? She pulled out a bottle of alcohol, knowing she was gonna get drunk. Knowing she was gonna get screwed. And then she's like, oh, but I'm in a relationship, though.
You're thinking about it all wrong.
But no, women do that shit.
She probably got that alcohol for an excuse to say what was on her mind. That's what women do. Like, they drink just enough where they can say, oh, she's drunk. She probably drinks every day.
I don't know. I mean, that's possible, but I don't know. I'm going to go with my theory, too.
Usually, women drink around the guy alone.
Yeah.
They're usually expecting something good to go down.
Right. I've had a crush on you, too. Really, wow. That's great. It's not great. By doing this right now, I'm cheating. Dude, if she was... But why would she be so fucking hard on... She's like, clear... Oh, she's testing him. This is probably some fucking shit
Maybe.
Test. This is a shit test. Yeah. Fuck, I gotta go. Please take me home. Are you cold? Just a tad. Here. She's holding me even
How
tighter.
How many sweaters has he got on?
I don't know, bro.
He took off a sweater and there was another sweater, it looks like.
I can't believe this is happening. We have crushes on each other, but we can't be together. Because of Batman, damn it. She must be in an unhappy relationship to do something like this. That's what I fucking said, bro. Maybe it's for the best, though. It is. I'm still leaving for college, and she is likely staying here. Even so, it still hurts. At least I don't have to regret never telling her how I feel. Oh my god, bro. Shit, go to college. You're gonna find... Thanks for the night. Oh, thanks for the night, Josie. I guess this is where we say farewell.
Farewell? You're coming back to visit, right?
I just thought, what with what happened to Doll, maybe it's just best to leave it like this.
Okay. What about your sweatshirt? He's got like 50 of them, apparently.
Don't worry, I'll take one off, another one appears. You can keep it.
You can keep it.
Yeah.
I'll just have it. It's like the Incredible Hulk.
Something
he just,
to remember
the,
me by.
The pants just come back. The pants expand.
Yeah.
Farewell, then. Fuck. This doesn't feel very good. Will this huge pain in my chest go away already?
I figured it'd been blue balls, not a chest pain.
Wait. It's goodbye. Do you understand me? Goodbye, not farewell. Goodbye it is. She's in a relationship. No.
Well, that's how it goes, man.
Oh yeah, bro, that's that hypergamy. Dude, she was only like, I don't know. Well, women, they just want to be around like a lot of, if they find like a, I think it's like this. If there's like an attractive dude, they'll want to be around that attractive dude even if they're already with a guy. It's just that thing where they're like, I want to be around all the, I want to get attention.
Okay,
it was an attention thing.
It.
But when okay, men do it, yeah, it's a fucking problem. I should have known. She's way too perfect to be single. Oh, don't go there, bro. Why did she lead me on, though? Because they do!
What are you doing?
She's been so forward with me, hugging me, and now I'm being a fucking simp, kissing my cheek. I feel like an idiot. I gotta go listen to Papa Roach and smash some shit. Gotta listen to Limp Bizkit. Not farewell. What am I supposed to do with that? Am I supposed to cling to hope? Where's my Chemical Romance CDs? Or maybe just distance myself. I'm not okay!
Stop gaining up the story. Make it interesting. Come on now.
I'm going away to college. How much more can I distance myself from her?
Is she gonna show up in the window? Ah! And then he has a heart attack.
With a knife!
Now the pain in my chest is getting worse.
With a knife!
What the fuck?
I'm going away and her boyfriend is not. Fuck, I need to find a way to get over her.
Yeah, fuck about your girls from college.
Usually. First day of college. I wonder what that feels like. How does it feel, son? I feel excited or I'm nervous?
Excited.
I feel pretty excited, Dad. That's the spirit.
Yeah,
you
Dad,
really did
I'm
it.
I'm super excited. Come on. I'm going to ride the roller coaster and then the carousel.
They're all riding the cock carousel. You really didn't have to rent a car for this. I would have been fine taking the train.
He had to rent a car.
Nonsense. This is a big day for both of us. Now, I've heard what college is like.
Now, what kind there'll of job be a lot. Do you have where you have to rent a car to go somewhere?
I don't know. There'll be a lot of temptations that you'll face.
I gotta get back to the job at Wendy's.
As a freshman. I just want you to know that it's
2 weeks salary to get this rental.
That it's okay to say no, son. Do you mean say no to drinking alcohol? Well, you're a grown man now. Alcohol won't kill you. Unless you overdo it, of course. But it's not just alcohol that may be tempting you. He's gonna tell you some old red pill advice now. You might come in contact with drugs. Now that's important.
Yeah.
I want you to be safe, son. Don't mess with a marijuana. Don't worry, Dad. I don't have any interest in doing drugs, especially those marijuana. I'm going to college to educate myself.
Shit.
Also, I know I haven't really talked to you about the birds and the bees. Annie's how old now?
Oh, man.
You don't have to, Dad. I'm well aware of how that works.
Watched enough porn. I'm sure every kid's learned it from porn.
Oh, God,
nowadays.
Yeah. All the kids are on Pornhub.
It's free on the internet. Man.
Yeah. Please, and there's ads, you know. They'll go look up something and they'll find an ad to a porn site. And they click it and boom. You know what, man? I remember back in the day, I didn't even know how people did it. But now you can accidentally find out how people have sex just by going onto a website and looking at an ad.
You know, back in my day, I had to go into a seedy building and pay for a membership card and then, like, just put the damn movies in the back.
Please know there's no shame in putting on a condom. I know, Dad. Hey, I know your date didn't go like you hoped it would.
I mean, there's no shame in putting on a condom.
But chin up. Oh, God, you better.
Just don't like to do it.
Heartbreak is a natural thing. She was in a fucking relationship with her dildo, man. What are you going to fucking do?
You got an upside down apple bottom.
Yep. Burgermeister and Royce. It sounds so fancy.
Looks like that. It's not that big. Yeah.
Yeah, not that big of a college. An elitist college, then. Take care, son. He brought his guitar. Don't forget to call. Thanks, Dad. I won't forget.
Looks like a Takamini.
Come on, give your old man a hug. Gay alert, jock. Why don't you grab his dick while you're at it? Excuse me. Hi, how may I help you? I'm a freshman. I have no clue where I'm supposed to be. ID, please. You're late, you know. I am? Yeah, you were supposed to be here 1 hour ago. So what do I do?
Why be a bitch about it?
Today is orientation. Freshmen are walking around campus visiting the different fraternities and the sorority. I suggest that you find your dorm quickly and join the campus tour. I take it you've already signed up for a BNR ID online?
Nope.
Oh, he did. He said I have. That's great.
There's something in this story you don't know about.
Okay.
Yourself.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here's the key to your shared dorm. You're in the eastern wing. The dorm number is 66.
Like Route 66.
Man, he got
66.
Thanker or just leave? Nah, bro.
Yeah,
it's the South, bro. I'm going to thank.
Is it the South?
Thank you.
In this?
You're most welcome. Well, no, it's not the South. I don't know where the hell it is.
It's in B&R.
Is this the right corridor? Look at some of these people, man. We got this chick over here. I don't know what's going on with her hair. We got this dude over here. He looks like he's got a cross.
Oh,
he looked 90. Right. That dude looks 90s as hell. Look at his shoes. Look
dark,
90.
Dark.
Yeah, that dude don't look right.
It looks like he's saying show tunes.
Everything looks the same here. Would be the worst thing? Would it be the worst thing to put up incomprehensible signs? Not incomprehensible. I knew somebody was gonna do that. Ah, that's cute.
Hey, you just can't barge in here. I'm fucking Troy, bitch. Who the fuck are you?
Your roommate, cunt.
Be confident or be
confident.
Friendly, yeah. Settle down, this is my dorm too.
I don't want to share this dorm.
He's really showing his caveman. He looks like a caveman, kind of. In the
Find somewhere else, sleep.
I don't think it works that way.
Hey, shithead. I'm not going to live here with you.
Be rude, be friendly. Come on, don't be like that. I'm sure we can get along.
Fucking morons running this place. If I share a dorm with you here, deal. You're allowed to sleep on bed. But daytime, when I'm here, you're not. Got it?
I guess.
Good. So drop shit off and get out before I change mind.
Can we just start over and try to get along? I could use someone to help me find the campus tour group.
Oh, you could? Fuck off.
What a shitty start this has been. Where did everybody go? Should I go back to the reception and ask for help? What the fuck? Damn it. Unknown. Haha, do you need a hand?
Whoa, fuck yeah.
Hey, she's got blue eyes.
Yeah, I like that blue
eye. Yeah, I do too.
Make a brown eye blue. That's a country song.
Oh, hi. Sure, no thanks.
Sure.
Sure.
Never not accept help from a pretty...
Can't do that.
Woman.
Don't push your luck or check her out.
Check her out.
Yum, wow, look at that. She's pierced. That was quite a fall, are you okay? Yeah, I was too busy figuring out where I was going. Oh, that must mean you're a freshman. Yeah, that's right. Cole, I'm Maya. So what are you doing in here? Today's orientation day.
Yeah, I know. I arrived too late and missed the tour.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah.
Shit, now I feel bad for you. How about I show you around instead?
You would do that?
Sure, follow me. I take it you're not a freshman yourself? Actually, I am, but I'm also a local, so I've been here on high school events. It's not a big campus, really. What are you going to study? I've applied for a social work degree. I don't really know what that means. Lol. Damn, that guy's fucking dumb. That's okay. Besides, I think most freshmen have the same general education class as first year anyway. The selection was pretty poor. That's small colleges for you. Look at that guy. How much do you know about this place? I know the history of the campus, but not much else. Cool, so on the campus we have four fraternities and one sorority.
What?
They got four frats and one sorority?
That's how it usually goes. There aren't many sororities.
The rest of the students live in co-ed dorms.
Honestly, now they ban drinking in fraternities, or most fraternities, or it's at least on college campuses around here, there's really no point in being in a fraternity.
Right.
Half of the fun
is gone.
Being stupid and making mistakes.
Right. There's the nerd fraternity, the Tri Betas. The nerds? Yeah, I know it's kind of insensitive, but they're very smart. I think they take pride in being called nerds, too. Anyway, they don't have a house, they just hang around the library most of the time. Not having a house helps with their expenses, too. Over there you have the Rich Kids Club, the Preps or whatever you want to call them. They go by the acronym Alpha Nu Omega. Alpha and Omega, that's clever. Is it a biblical fraternity? No way, I think that means they put themselves first and last with no room for others. That guy over there is Tybalt, their fraternity president.
president. Every year, his family donates a lot of money to BNR. It's always a big deal in the local newspapers. Then we have the jocks, the tri-alphas. Those are your old alpha male type dudes. A bunch of meatheads in that house. Unless you're a jock. He's got a little goth girl there. You should probably stay away from them. They get nasty. Noted.
Hell damn.
That house over there is the only sorority in campus. The Eta Omicron Tau, or HOT for short, H-O-T for short. The jocks and the HOTs have a long history. They usually party together. What are they like? A bunch of sluts, if you ask me. Well, we all have our vices, and I'm still gonna pledge their house. Well, it sounds like you don't like them. Why would you want to pledge? It's kind of unofficial. Rumor has it they pay you for your entire tuition if you fit their criteria.
Really?
Or tell a joke?
Say tell a joke.
Can I pledge too? Yeah, I'd like to see you try. I really need that money. My dad was going to pay for my tuition, but he gave me an ultimatum that I... You know what? We just met. It's okay, I understand. It's common to take student loans, though. Yeah, I'm doing that, but it's not that simple. I need that money. You mentioned there being four fraternities, which is the fourth one. Oh, right, I almost forgot about them. It's a new frat house called the D-I-K-S's, the Dicks.
Well, that
right
must
there.
Be the one you're supposed yep. to play.
Delta Iota Kappa. Yeah, you got it. They have only been around for a couple years, and their name goes hand-in-hand with their personalities. That's a huge mansion, right? Yeah, I have no clue how they can afford that place. You have to ask them about it.
It doesn't look that big.
No, not really. So that's about it. Are you thinking of pledging a frat house? I'm not sure. I didn't really think about it before coming here. Yeah, I hear you. You can do like the rest and just stay in your shared dorm. Yeah, I'd rather not. My dorm guy doesn't like me. Haha, damn, Grim. You've barely been here an hour and already making enemies. Yeah, that's just me. Well, you consider me a friend at least. Cool, or compliment her.
Yeah, compliment her, sure.
I really appreciate that. You seem like a fun person. Oh, look, I think I see the tour guide by the entrance. I think you should go tag along and meet some new people.
Oh, fuck.
What about you? I'll join you in the first class after lunch. I need to chat with the HOTs. Bye. Later. Professors Castor Burgermeister and Sigmund Royce formed the college in 1921. God, look at her hair. Their vision was that everyone could become who they want to be. Much like the students before you and the students to come, you will learn to love it here at BNR. So see each day as a new opportunity and study hard to fulfill your dreams.
I will say some of these characters, some they've put a lot more work into than others. Like her, she looks like a step down from the ones where...
Oh, yeah. Any questions?
Oh, well, maybe that one.
Yes, it. You again, the shirtless one.
Maybe it's just the angle.
When does this tour get interesting? Young man, you're free to leave if you don't wish to hear about the campus history. Just seems so weird you spend all this time talking about some dead dudes when you can tell us where to buy liquor and where the best parties are at. Well, remember, this is pre...
This is before all
the crazy. Yeah, alcohol is strictly forbidden on campus grounds. Define campus grounds. This is campus grounds where you live and study. You really should put that in the brochure. I feel cheated. Don't you feel cheated? If we find you in possession of alcohol or narcotics, there will be repercussions. Narcotics too? He's like, man, I can't do my coke.
I would have kept that on the DL.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Dude, I was going to do my coke. Oh, wow, that gave me a chance to save.
Yeah.
Holy crap. Well, this has been a game. You think we want to maybe... Well, I guess since we're here, I mean, we'll get into the...
We could always do a series.
We could do a series of this, but...
And come back to it.
Well, we can do a series of this one. I don't mind. Yeah. But, hey, let's start with the topic.
Oh, yeah.
And the topic... well, basically, you know, the whole thing... I mean, I wasn't going to say much about the coronavirus, but obviously there's a lot of... Check out Ben Swan's video. Ben Swan did a video. You're going to... Immediately when you look him up on YouTube, you're going to find the video. Is the seasonal flu worse than the coronavirus? And he's going to tell you with all his, you know, facts and figures. Keep in mind, Ben Swan is a former newsman. He used to work for CBS News. But CBS News was telling him to lie to the American people. And he literally admitted that in an interview that he did not feel comfortable doing that. So he left after all his credentials that he earned in working with CBS News to become an independent journalist and have people fund him because he believed so much, you know, and people started doing it because they believed in so much in what he had to say. So he's been talking about a lot of stuff. He did a lot of articles or pieces on Epstein. He did a lot of things on wars that we really don't know about, you know, just stuff that they're not talking about. And he goes and does his research because he's an accredited journalist. That's one thing. You can look him up on, you know, Wikipedia, whatever the hell you want to. You can find that all his credentials are legit. So when he's going in there and he's telling me, you know, what's really going on, how this is being overhyped, and how the real problem is the fact that the fucking country is being closed down. And, yes, people will die from this. We do know that's going to happen. But not everything in the world needs to be closed down to such a standstill that people are on the verge of fucking buying guns, buying ammo, and trying to end up, you know, maybe, what, raid and fucking kill each other. It's getting a little crazy. There was a person that I follow and have been arguing with on social media that apparently works in the law field, and she said that all the fucking trials have been postponed, too. They can't even open the courthouse. So there's a lot of bizarre shit going on.
Yeah.
And I understand the virus is crazy, but yeah, we don't... I mean, we close down all of society. We throw money at it. And I don't know if that's going to be enough. I mean, our fucking workplace has drastically changed.
Yeah. I think really the main cause for fear is they don't have a vaccine for it.
They don't have,
they say it's not as bad as the flu, but we have flu vaccines that come out every year for it.
Yeah.
They all, because they always meet the mutations of the virus.
Yeah, you know, but, I didn't even think about that.
But yeah, they've already said this virus has been around forever. It's been, they've known about it for decades. It just hadn't found its way into the general public before now.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
So apparently it's mutated in some way to where now people are able to get it.
Okay. Well, that makes sense.
But yeah, they say several animals carry it and all that.
Well, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen. It's one of those day-by-day things. We'll see in day, what, 45 or whatever. We'll see how far this thing goes. And then we have, of course, the... I guess we'll talk about the whole Marvel thing. You have heard about what they're doing with the New Warriors. Now, the New Warriors were originally around in the 96.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had this one guy that could... blades would come out of his wrists. And it was just a really kind of funny... It's a Gundam said it was... It's a Gundam said it was very edgy. It was like an edgy kind of thing. And he thought it was pretty cool. Basically, Speedball did something, and he killed a bunch of people, and that's what started the Civil War. So, basically what they're doing with this new Marvel is they're doing a third Civil War. I know we didn't need one, but we're getting...
How many Civil Wars?
I don't know. It's
didn't learn from the other two?
Yeah, it's getting ridiculous. I mean, Gundam's like, didn't we just have a Civil War? And basically, this one is different.
all superheroes under the age of 21 can't, like, basically, you're banned from being a hero if you're under the age of 21. You have to be 21 years.
Well, it depends on what
so all these,
Spider-Man's going on right now.
So all these characters...
Is it Spider-Man or is
yeah, all, it, I don't know. But all these characters are young, you know, and of course they're all tailored to what people our age, or not even our age, because I'm more up to date with pop culture than these people are. What they think is cool and hip in society. And that's why they created Safe Space and Snowflake, which are supposed to bring, get the, they're supposed to, like, take back the terms, you know? It's like, yeah, they're like, I'm a snowflake, ah, Safe Space, you know? Because Safe Space is a hero that pretty much can only, he's a force field character, and he can only create force fields around people. Like, he creates, like, a safe space for them. And Snowflake is, yes, a binary character, and she is able to, she, he, whatever, it, what are they, I don't know, them, they, whatever the fuck they want to call it now, this character can create, shurikens out of ice, I guess that's the best thing they could figure, And then, of course, you have B-Negative, which is, like, the goth vampire dude that actually has ties from Morpheus, Morbius, because he had Morbius' blood, and he's obsessed with 90s and early 2000s culture, which is extremely fucking out of date, and it's not going to work, because, like, they used the phrase, the world is a vampire, from...
I'll tell you, 2000s and 90s pop culture is two different eras.
Oh, yeah, but they used, like, the phrase, the world is a vampire and I'm one, too. Basically, they were... But see, the Smashing Pumpkins, they're not really goth. Now, it's like Gundam said, if it was The Cure, that would be different.
Yeah.
But no, dude, Smashing Pumpkins is, like, alternative. I mean, they've even had some metal shit, but yeah, they're not what I consider goth, so I don't know what the fuck these people were thinking. And then you have Scream.
Well, they aren't hard rock, I don't feel like.
No, they've been metal. They've had legitimate metal fucking, yeah, they have.
Well, you know,
it's different albums, he'll do different things.
You know, he wrote Hole's first album.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Oh, Courtney Love, her first album.
I didn't know that.
And it did really well.
I didn't know that. Yeah. But also, like I was saying, you had that. And then you have Screen Time, which his power is the internet. He can Google things in like 10 seconds. He's one of those characters that's like the brains, and he can use the internet to do... Like, that's his whole fucking power is the internet. He was actually exposed to get this. His father was doing an experiment, and he was exposed to internet gas.
Internet gas, eh?
Internet gas.
Too many burritos and sitting in front of the computer.
Eh? Internet gas, yeah, internet and that's what gas. Turned him into Screen Time. Internet what gas.
Kind of retarded shit.
And then, of course, you have the best one, Trailblazer, who was an overweight, looks like a black chick, like a 300-pound black chick, but, Gundam also said in some, either it was Gundam or I'm not sure exactly who, because I have so many people talking about it. Anyway, somebody said she looks kind of Mexican in some parts. They don't know.
Able to transfer diabetes to you or what?
Well, her power is that she doesn't have one. She has a magical book bag that's able to have, like, every time she opens it, random shit comes out. And
she's able to fight her own heart attack.
I don't know, man, but I'll tell you one thing. Like, the villain would be like, oh, I don't fucking care about this, and just, like, shoots her and kills her, and that's it.
Wait for me to get something out of my backpack.
Yeah, hold on. Let me go. I've got something. Oh, what's this? This is a fucking, like, she's expecting to pull out a hammer, and it's like a fucking, I don't know, like a rolling pin or something. It's like, I'm going to get you.
Don't get me wrong. I have all the respect in the world for someone, whether they're fat or they're not.
Right.
But I'm not going to humor someone at like, oh, look at me. I'm a healthy person. I'm 350 pounds and I'm 5'2". I'm like, no, you know, you're on death's door.
But you know what? She's got the... And somebody hadn't said this yet, but she has all the powers of Felix the Cat. Felix the Cat had a magic suitcase, and every time he opened the suitcase, it would be some wonderful thing. But of course, with her, it's random. Like, she could be wanting a fucking gun and pull out a ladder. It's like, I mean, I guess that could be kind of funny for comic relief. Like, maybe she'll pull out a tomato and she'll hit a villain with a tomato. Sorry. That's going to be so corny, though.
They've got plenty of good female characters. Gwenpool.
Well, see.
They have, what's her name, the female version of Deadpool, which is amazing. It's just as lewd and perverted as he is. Shoot,
I'm not read on that character, so I don't really know much about her. But I'm
really
gonna tell
you. It's a treat. All right,
I'm gonna take your word for it. Also, there is one good thing about this. The one good thing is, and I'm gonna say, is the fact that this. Remember how all these social justice people are like, well, why don't you know, they keep trying to change, like make Spider-Man gay and stuff like that. Mm. And we're like, okay, fine, make your own characters and make them gay, make them, you know, whatever. Well, look, they're doing it. And you know what's going to happen? What do you think is going to happen?
No. People that were fans of it.
Yeah, but what do you think is going to happen to the book? What's going to happen to these books when they come out? How many people, considering...
I mean, they're not going to sell.
Okay, and we also have to keep in mind current events. They're putting out a controversial book, a gamble book, in an area where people aren't sure where their next meal is coming from because they don't have a job, they've been unemployed, they're not finding work, they're hoping the government is the government's supposed to give them money, and it's going to be a really hard start for them. And you got people that's like, okay, am I going to buy this food? Or I'm going to buy this $4 comic book about a character I don't even think I'm going to like. And comic books are a luxury item, dude. People's luxury items are going to go really, really light as this gets worse.
I don't know. I feel like everyone's at home watching Netflix.
Well, I mean, yes, right now. But as things get, if things get worse and we get more lockdowns and more craziness and more stuff like that, like it's going on in Italy right now.
You gotta understand, that stuff is the stuff that keeps people's minds occupied.
Right. I mean, and there's people in Italy already, you know, talking about how crazy it could get. And if it does get to that crazy, which one of the guys we work with said that martial law wouldn't come to our specific area because there's a lot of people that own guns and they wouldn't put up with it. Now, I don't know about that. But I do know it's going to be really hard to freaking tell somebody that lives in the middle of fucking nowhere that they can't, you know, go outside.
You know, about the cops only coming to certain things.
Yeah.
Which, how are you going to know
at
the moment? Yeah, you need to get a cop over there. Or, you know, you can just shoot the person and then call the cops and say, yeah, he has my property. I want you to dig it out of him.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I don't know. I don't know how this is going to work, but I know people aren't going to be buying fucking comics, especially those kind of comics. Like, in an era right now where people are freaking out. You know, and they need heroes. They need something that's fucking positive to get their mind off shit. Like, comic readers are like, this is what I get, fucking Safe Space and Snowflake.
They're taking the eyes off of what the real reason of doing a comic book character is and just totally bastardizing it.
Yeah, they're just trying to promote their own agendas through, in a time that people would give less of a shit than normal. Yeah. Even the people that give a shit, they're not giving a shit. They don't like it either.
I mean, I try to give a shit, but I don't give a shit. So,
exactly. So I don't really know how that's going to work for Marvel, and I think Marvel is. I mean, the comic book industry, if they're putting out comics like this for Marvel, these comic shops are trying to fight to stay open as it is.
I feel about Marvel like I do about Saturday Night Live. Stop ruining it. Fucking get some decent people on the, and stop fucking worrying about what people are going to think because you put a certain comedy sketch on.
Right.
You talk about a certain topic. I think there should be no limits to what you could write about.
Yeah, don't forget that one of the, I think it was the one where, what's his name? The guy that played Kylo Ren.
Yeah,
he was doing a skit or something. There was supposed to be a skit in there that he didn't like that was like transphobic or some shit. And he purposely wasted time so that there wasn't enough time to do that skit. Because he was like, oh, that'll offend a lot of people. So he decided not to fucking to do that one. Yeah. So there are, yeah, I mean, they are doing that shit. They're like, oh, we don't want to upset people.
Well, you know, it's funny because it wasn't long, they had a sketch, I think it was on this season, I remember seeing it, where they made fun of Southerners and they used, like, the very exaggerated Southern accents.
Yeah.
And made it look like they're dumb because they were Trump supporters and all this. And I was like, well, it's kind of funny when it's they got their own agenda.
Right.
They don't care how they offend, which it didn't offend me at all. I mean, I've listened to people doing stereotypical country voices all the time. Doesn't bother me a bit. But I'm saying if you can dish it, you should be able to take it.
Oh, by the way, there is a really controversial Family Guy that aired, and I think the only reason it aired is because everybody was focused on the coronavirus and wouldn't watch it.
That.
Okay, basically, yeah, it actually has to deal with the kneeling shit. Remember when,
Kneeling?
Yeah. Basically, no, Peter had, like, this coffee or something, his guts were rumbling, and he was like, he was trying to, like, he said, I'm gonna have to put myself in the position. So they're doing the national anthem at the baseball game, and he's kneeling down, because he's trying to get in the position where he could shit, and all of a sudden he kneels down, and everybody's like, oh, he's kneeling down, are you protesting the national anthem? And then after that, he goes into, Wacohog? Where Cleveland introduces him to, like, the Black Panther freaking underground Quahog, yeah, and they say, and he meets up with the king, and the king says, now you know the struggle of our people, and all this other stuff, and... Oh, yeah, you know, like the King of Wakanda, like the Black Panther, they totally...
Oh, I thought you were talking about, like, Black Panther's the movement.
No. The king, like the king of Wakanda or Wakohog, what they were calling it.
Yeah.
And oh my god, dude, it was just so crazy. It was really one of the funniest, most. I'm surprised they were able to show it. And I think the only reason why they showed it is because they don't have any new episodes right now, so they're trying to dig from all the episodes that they couldn't show prior. And Disney now has. You know, Disney now has rights, so Disney
for
is letting...
Guy?
Yeah. Yeah, you didn't know that, right? Yeah, dude, there's a lot of episodes they can't show. They had to put them on the DVDs.
Oh.
Yeah, there's a lot of episodes they couldn't show. They had to go to Adult Swim on some of those.
Yeah, I remember
there's,
Adult Swim.
There's some, there's some ones on there that I know they couldn't get show.
Oh, yeah, I've heard quite a bit on Adult Swim. I'm a huge fan.
Oh, yeah. But anyway, yeah, I think that's all we've got for tonight. And, hey, even the game wants us to quit out of it. So I guess this would be the Grim Lord and Dead Penetration. And we're out of here tonight. You guys take it easy with the whole corona thing and the panic. And make sure to check out all the sponsors. I know some shit went down with Manga Gamer. I got two fucking... Hold on. I got one more thing to say. I got two fucking issues. Both of the fucking affiliates that I'm promoting are fighting each other right now. Let me tell you how this happened. Manga Gamer decided to... Basically, they have a little thing on their Discord where they have people suggest games that they want to be translated. And one of the staff members leaked out that they only did it to appease people, like it wasn't real. They don't actually take that into, you know... that it's just there. And I didn't think it's a really bad idea because some people ask for some really stupid shit anyway. Like, they want some really stupid shit that won't, you know, just fun, just stupid stuff.
And he got all upset. The guy that, you know, Blade Devil, of course, go support that too. Raging Golden Eagle got all upset. And he's like, I've supported this company for years and I can't support a company that treats its fans like that. And, I mean, honestly, like, I can't hate Manga Gamer for that, because Manga Gamer, like, they could be doing a hell of a lot worse than saying, oh, well, we don't really use that whole suggestion thing. It's just to keep people busy or whatever. Because they do this every year. They do a list where you can talk about, and I think I talked about this last video, where you can talk about all the little games that you want translated from Japanese to English, you know, localized. And they actually do take those seriously, because they post the results, and they do become games. They do become localized in the United States.
Yeah.
So, they are giving a shit about that. Now, I don't know what they're doing on their Discord. That's up to them. I don't have no issues with them on it. It's whatever they want to do. But I know they are listening to the fans that use the polls, and I know that the fans are polling, and I know they're getting the games they want, and I know they're throwing money at them. So I can't necessarily fucking hate him. I'm sorry, you know, I can't do it. And I can't hate RG either, because I respect him, what he stands for, and all that. So I'm just going to have them both. I'm going to continue to support both. Even if they're diametrically opposed to each other, you know, people get over shit fast. So support Blade Devil. It's doing good. It's almost at 100,000. It's at 97,000 right now. Support Manga Gamer, Funbag Fantasy Side Boob Story 2 came out, so get that, and everything else, Nitaku, all the other shit, and hey, support this game, the Patreon, what was it called, Mr. Pink Cake? Support him if you like this shit, because he'll make more of it.
I think the acting class was the other one there.
Yeah, acting class. So, yeah, check that stuff out, too, because it's probably good. Also, one last thing. AI Shoujo came out. AI Shoujo. That's from the creators of Honey Select and Koikatsu. Okay, do not buy this game. I'll tell you why not to buy it. Because, first of all, if you buy the game on Steam and you're not supported, first of all, it's overpriced. It's $69. Huh. Second of all, the 18-plus patch, yes, it's a gig. You can download it. But you're not getting the studio. You're not getting all the shit. Just like with all the other shit that they've given us, you don't get the studio, the character. You don't get all this, the special shit that you get when the Japanese versions, you know, that they've translated, that Flashbangs has done. You don't get that stuff in the Steam version. You're paying $69 for a stripped-down version of the game. And when you go to the AI Shoujo page on Illusion's website, the developer specifically says that this is an inferior version. Yeah. That's pretty bad when the Japanese developer says this is a specific version and an inferior version. It doesn't have all the stuff that the Japanese version has. Yeah. So you're getting a lesser game. I mean, if you want to support Illusion, fine. I recommend it. I mean, if you want to give them money, give them money. But Steam ain't the way. I'm like, if they're going to give you fucking strip games, who fucking wants that?
Nah.
$69 for a game that isn't even complete, that doesn't even have all the functions? Dude, that's more than Doom is right now. Doom Eternal just fucking came out. People are probably on it this minute. And they did not pay as much for that as people were paying for AI Shoujo. So that's just one last thing I have to say. And after that, we are out.